Hey everyone, Amy Wood, and I have Kathy Chandler on the phone with me. She is behind the Downtown Association in Spartanburg, and she is very involved in the fashion show that is happening Thursday night. Very exciting. And Kathy, I just happened to go in. I'm giving people a behind-the-scenes tour of the setup, the runway, and everything. This is going to be really different because this used to be a noon event, and now we're going to the nighttime.
Yes, we are. Much bigger show, lots more things, food, cocktails, fun, raffle items, some things for sale, some Paint Our Town Pink t-shirts and breast cancer awareness scarves and other things. So it's a lot bigger show.
It's really exciting. I can tell just going to the venue, it's going to be really, really a rocking fun time for people in Spartanburg on Thursday night. People from the other parts of the region can come in too. You know, the Beard and Josie Breast Health Center draws from all surrounding counties, so people are encouraged to come from all over the place to this event on Thursday at the Marriott. How do we go about getting tickets if we don't already have them?
Well, today is the last day the tickets are on sale in the participating boutiques. That is the shops that are actually in the show showing their clothes. We should have some tickets left at the door. There are no guarantees how quickly they'll sell out, but we do have quite a few left that we can sell at the door. Tickets are $30 for general admission, and we probably have quite a few runway seats left as well. Those are $50.
Well, that's exciting, and the front row seating is kind of the fun thing. What does that ticket get you in terms of when you come in the door?
Okay, the tickets include your heavy hors d'oeuvres. We have some wonderful food prepared by the Marriott and soft drinks and admission to the show, of course, and that's really it. There is a cash bar.
Absolutely, and of course, the point of coming is to support the Breast Health Center in Spartanburg, the Beard and Josie Breast Health Center. This is going to do what for that? In terms of a fundraising event, what are we hoping these dollars will go towards?
Well, these dollars go for the mammography assistance program through the Beard and Josie Center. The dollars stay right here in our community, and they help pay for mammograms for women who either have no insurance or are very underinsured. In fact, I participated in that program a year ago. My insurance, I have catastrophic insurance coverage, and it does not pay for mammograms. And so the program offers a bit of a discount for people like me.
Wow, so it's amazing. I mean, you can go and have a really fun time and potentially save a life.
Hello?
I said you can really have a fun time and potentially save a life. You know, by going and spending those dollars, you ultimately can get someone a mammogram that detects breast cancer and stops it before it gets out of control.
Absolutely, that is true. And it's also all about awareness, of course. We've even had the fountain downtown in Morgan Square turned pink. This is all about awareness and encouraging women to get checked. And there's an interpretive dance that will be performed right prior to the show itself by Miss Marion School of Dance. And the women that are dancing are dedicating the dance to a couple of close friends close to the Beard and Josie Center, as well as the community who died simply from not getting checked. And by the time they did, it was too late. And so we're trying to encourage women to follow up and keep their appointments and go every year.
Absolutely. Well, I hope people come out. It's going to be a great time. Kathy, thank you so much. It could really make a difference in a number of lives. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. See you there.
We'll see you tomorrow.